now. Stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This is Rob, and that was the Almighty Limprist doing a song called Facade. And I just wanted to mention, they actually just celebrated 20 years together as a band. And I went down to Los Angeles and checked out two of the shows that they played to celebrate that mile marker. And they were phenomenal. And I've seen them many times over the years. And I don't know, honestly, in my opinion, they just keep getting better and better. But anyway, I've got a hour of some killer tunes lined up for you. I'm going to start out with a little bit of a tribute to one of the most important records, actually, in my lifetime for me. And that's actually a compilation called Rap Music for Rap People, Volume 2. And there were a couple volumes out, but that one was really significant. And the reason is some of the very first punk songs I ever heard in my life were off of that compilation. And then the two opening tracks that I'm going to play for you are from the incredible band DRI, who are actually still playing all these years later. And the reason these songs are so significant is when I first heard them, like, I can't explain, and I'm sure anyone listening out there has probably gone through something similar with another band or maybe even the same band, where your mind is so blown, you just can't even comprehend what you're listening to. And the just sheer power and aggression of these two tracks that I'm starting the set off with just completely blew my mind. And I knew that music just had no limits to what was possible. So I'm going to start out with DRI track, and then hitting with another one, and then going into some additional tracks from the Rap Music Rat People comp. And here we go.
Yeah. truth.
Hey, did anybody check the mail?
Thank you.
All right, that does it for my rap music for rap people set. Paul was here. Paul is here, I should say, and he was just commenting that he had not heard that record in probably 20 plus years, but we were both rocking out heavily to that Butthole Surfers track. And yes, that was the Butthole Surfers doing their theme song, Butthole Surfers. And before that was White Lie. And then before that was the good old JFA and MDC with starting off the set with those two highly influential songs to me from DRI. I think you could probably pretty easily find all three Rap Music for Rap People comps online. And I just found out recently, actually, that all three of them made it onto a CD as well. And of course, you can always track down the vinyl if that suits your fancy. Anyway, I want to keep things pumping along here. I am actually going to do an all early to mid 80s hardcore set. All of the bands are from the USA, and I stuck in one foreign track somewhere in this set. Let's see if you can pick out who that is, and if you can't, well, you'll get it on the rebound when I read off the track names at the end of this. So with no further ado, one of the most expensive records on the planet as far as punk goes, here is The Fix doing Vengeance.
Go ahead.
This is not a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is a real
Police brutality. Police brutality. I'd like to think of now dead cops in front of me. Every time I go out hanging with my friends, dogs are the same way, knives across my head. Police brutality. Police brutality. Not a cop, rich cop, any cop you don't fucking stop. Every time I go out hanging with my friends, dogs are the same way, knives across my head.
Brutality. Yeah.
All right, that does it for a very long set of killer hardcore spanning all of the 80s. And like I said, that was all American bands except for one stuck in the middle. Did you guess who it was? All right, well, I'll tell you in a second. That, of course, was 7 Seconds doing Fuck Your America. And in my opinion, that was their best song. And that came out on the Not So Quiet on the Western Front compilation. Before that, Circle Jerks, Poison Idea, Deep Wound, Capital Punishment, Sin 34, White Cross, RKL, Scared Straight, Stalag 13, Local Boys, Christ on Parade, SOA, with Mr. Henry Garfield on vocals there, Jerry's Kids with some of the best drumming you'll ever hear in your life. And they did a song called Tear It Up. The reason I said their song title was, who do you think Tear It Up the band got their name from? Before that was The Middle Class and Flag of Democracy. Really Red, The Offenders, Negative Approach, Artificial Peace. And here we go, the song that didn't belong, but of course it always belongs. That was the Cheetah Chrome Motherfuckers. And prior to that was DYS. Faith, followed by Void, which one's your favorite? Adrenaline OD, The Nihilistics, The Farts, Urban Waste, Negative FX, YDI, The FUs, Kuro, Mech Minch, and I started off the set with The Fix. And now I'm winded from reading all those band names, because that's what happens when you play songs that are averaging about 45 seconds long. And I've got one final set of tunes for you. This is going to be all local bands. I'm going to start out with a couple current bands, so things I'm stoked on around here. Starting off with The Dots from their new LP out on Dirt Cult, I think. And they're doing a song called Blackness. We'll be right back. All right, that does it for my very short set of local tunes there. That was, of course, Provoke. And keep in mind, all of these bands are currently playing and currently kicking much ass in the Bay Area. So that was Provoke doing one of their just killer tracks. It was called Losing. And before that was Torso doing Build and Break. Keys doing Parasite. And a band called The Dots doing a song called Blackness. All these bands are current. They all tour. They all play killer sets. Please check them out. Check out their records. Can't say enough about these awesome local bands. And that pretty much does it for my radio show. I've got a couple special short tracks coming up for you at the end of this show. I just want to remind you, you have been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. Check us out on the web, MaximumRockAndRoll.com/radio. You can always donate over at MaximumRockAndRoll.com/donate. And yes, we're actually still reviewing records, CDs, and cassettes. So please send those suckers in. P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609. And you can always email us, radio@MaximumRockAndRoll.com. And as always, we're edited by the magnificent Brandy Howe, and we have a censored version online by edited by John Karn. So thanks to everyone for listening, supporting Maximum Rock and Roll. We love doing this, and we love that you continue listening to us. Going to close this out with two short, speedy tracks, two of my favorites from the 90s. I don't know about you, but we're going to do a song by Spaz. It's called Loach, and it's about 50 seconds long. And then, of course, the incredible Life's Halt doing a song called What's the Point. Got to see both of those bands many times back in the 90s, and I was lucky enough to attend both bands' last shows. So stock full of memories here. Let me relive them for a moment. Here we go. See you next time. Yeah!